Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Today we will be starting the second book of Percy Jackson series. This is the second book of the Percy Jackson and the Olympians series. Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters. In the beginning of this book, Percy sees a dream. He was standing in the middle of nowhere in a night. There was a storm and the rain was pouring heavily. Then, out of nowhere, he knew that he was in Florida. That was pretty much weird because Percy has never been to Florida. Then he hears the sound of hooves. Then when he turned back, he saw his best buddy, Grover, running for his life. Yes, Percy said hooves because Grover was a satyr. That means half human and half goat. From the waist up, Grover looked like a typical teenager with all his acne flared up and a wispy goatee. But from the waist down, he had hooves and furry hindquarters. He wears a baggy jeans and fake foot to cover this, so he almost passes for a normal teenager. And Grover had been Percy's best friend since 6th grade. He also was there for Percy's first quest with Annabeth Chase. Then he set out to find the wild god Pan. That was his dream mission. And no one have seen him since his adventure. And now Percy sees Grover in his dreams. In Percy's dreams, Grover had removed his fake foot and was holding it in his hand while he was running. He only did that if he really needed to run fast. Grover seemed terrified. It looked like something was following him. And he must have been running from a beach because his fur was all caked in beach sand. Then Percy heard a loud growl and something very monstrous was looming behind Grover. Grover was muttering to himself, "Have to get away, have to warn them." Grover seemed very, very scared. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.